for our speaker for this morning. Minister Sabrina was one of the first persons that welcomed me to New Vision. She often embraced me with her big hugs, her warm smile, her warm spirit, and her kind words. Minister Sabrina is a loving wife and mother. She has been a blessing to, I don't know about you, but she's certainly been a blessing to me and to so many of us. She's been a teacher, and along with teaching, she has ministered to our children. That's just a few of the gifts that she brings to the table. I want you to know this morning that she is a dynamic, I'm gonna say that again, she is a dynamic speaker and preacher. And I want you to know she doesn't sugarcoat the word and she doesn't water it down. So you are in for a blessing and a treat this morning. So let us welcome.
Yes, yes, yes.
Warm arms and an open spirit and listening ears. Minister Sabrina, we thank you. We thank you. And I know you're going to come with a powerful word. So let God use you this morning. Amen, amen, amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I come to your throne right now, oh God, and I just say thank you. Father, I thank you, God, for just who you are. God, I thank you, oh God, that even though we're so undeserving, oh God, of the second chances that you give us, in spite of, you still intercede on our behalf. You still pray and cover us, oh God. Father, I thank you and I honor you, God. Father, I ask you to clean my heart, God. Renew my mind on today, God. Renew it in a way that you've never done before. God, I just lift my hands unto you, oh God, and I surrender myself unto you right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Jesus. Father, I know that you have a word for your people.
Yes.
Father, I know, oh God, that can't nobody outdo you. And God, I know that I am nothing. I am nothing. I am nothing without you. Father, I thank you, oh God, for just being in the midst of it all. I come up against every distraction right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I call forth order, oh God, because you are a God of order. Father, yes. I pray, oh God, that you open our ear gates, oh God, to what we need to receive on today. Father, I pray, oh God, for everything that our ear doesn't need to hear. God, I ask you to bind it right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, I ask you to open and expand our minds in a way that you've never done before. Father, I pray, oh God, today, oh God, that today is the beginning, oh God, the beginning of the newness, oh God, that you are birthing through us, oh God. Father, I thank you, oh God, for the seed. God, I thank you, oh God, for being the sower of the seed. Father, I thank you, oh God. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I bind the hands of the enemy because I asked Kyle to play. And I hear that he's having technical difficulties right now. And I bind the hands of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. The word of God says that I walk with the power and the authority of God. And I have dominion and I call forth order right now, oh God, over those keyboards, over the wires, oh God, over the airwaves, oh God, over the computer, oh God, over the speakers right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. His hands are anointed and I know that his hands are not the problem. So Father, I thank you in advance for the victory because I know that the victory is always and already won. Father, I thank you. God, I thank you. 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 God, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you.
Thank you.
God, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Yes,
thank you, God.
Yes, yes.
I have been, first and foremost, Apostle Brinkley. I don't know who you're talking about, but to God be the glory. Wonderful introduction. I honor you, woman of God. You know I love you dearly. You have a big spot in my heart. Praise the Lord, saint.
Amen.
I'm trying to figure out, I don't want to be seeing my face. I see my face all over the screen and I can't figure out how to get back to the grid, but that's okay. If you all remember the last time that I came before you, I spoke about posturing yourself before the Lord, simply just being in his presence in order to get an understanding of the call that he has on your life. Now, how many of you all really took the time to do that and got the answer? I'm scrolling through, I don't see no hands. Nobody had the opportunity to hear what God had to say about them. That's all right. That's all right. So today, if I were to give my message over a name, it would be called The Assignment. Everybody say after me, The Assignment.
The Assignment.
Amen. So I'm coming from Philippians 4:19. And it reads, the same God who takes care of us, the same God who takes care of me will supply all of your needs from his glorious riches, which been given to us in Christ Jesus. I'm going to read it one more time. And the same God who takes care of me will supply all of your needs from his glorious riches, which has been given to us in Christ Jesus. Now, as I begin to really dissect that scripture, the two words that stuck out to me the most was supply and glorious riches. So when I began to dig a little deeper to look for the definition of supply, it means to make something needed or wanted available to someone. Provide, the act of process of filling a want or need. When I looked up glorious riches, what I found was God's glorious riches in Christ Jesus are, here's the good part, centered in what comes into our lives when we allow him, his love and truth, to be the controlling center of our lives. In other words, if I was to really break this down, when we surrender and submit ourselves to his will, I think we get overwhelmed when we hear the word his will. His will is simply, in other terms, his purpose, his seed. His will is the purpose that he has embedded into us. In other words, when we surrender and submit ourselves to his will and let him take full control, he will supply our needs. To dummy it down just a little bit more, condense it a little bit more, when we surrender and allow him, the Father, to take full control, he will fill our wants and our needs. So when we go back to Philippians 4:19, it's saying God who takes care of me will supply. He will fill our wants and needs from his glorious riches. if we allow him to take control, if we operate in his will. Amen? Y'all gonna have to come back to me today. All right, amen. Amen. All right, so we become, I've said this before, when we become overwhelmed, when we hear the word his will, we start to really try to figure out how that's supposed to fit in our current lives. But what we have not done correctly is we customize a life for ourselves without God's will in it.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
We have to come back to the place that we have to break it down and rebuild it back up, because we're not ever going to be in a place of contentment. We're not ever going to be in a place of peace if we are not walking according to his will. Many of us forget that we weren't created. I got a whole thing of notes. I feel the Holy Spirit moving. I got a whole thing of notes, and I can't. Many of us walk in our day to day, and we walk feeling overwhelmed. We walk feeling perplexed. We have jobs that we can't stand. We work with coworkers we can't stand. We're working jobs that are not making the ends meet.
Mm.
That's not what God wanted for us. And I'm not talking to, I'm talking to myself, but I'm bringing y'all along with me. Amen. Anytime you minister to yourself first. So the only reason, if you really look at it, the only reason we were ever created was to glorify God, right? So we were created to give him glory. And in our everyday life, we're not actually walking in the purpose that what he created us for. How is he getting any glory out of that?
Mm.
How, if you really look at it in comparison, the same way he was denied and we don't walk in our purpose, we're denying why he created us. That's denying his will for us. Each and every one of us has a seed inside of us. Each and every one of us has a seed inside of us. The seed that's been planted within us, he has given us so much access to so much through that seed. Yet we sit on the sideline and we worry about how we're going to rob Peter to pay Paul, Abraham, Noah, and David. We worry about how we're going to pay all of that. Yet we got this gift. We got this gift that he gifted us. This seed is supposed to open doors for us. This seed is supposed to have an abundance of overflow for us. The abundance of overflow is not just for us, because he also wants us in a position to give. Amen? So yeah. I know some of us are, you know, doing okay financially, but ask yourself, how are you feeling internally about that? Are you doing so well financially and you feel the happiest you've ever felt? You feel every day that you go into work, you are on fire and you're so excited. And are you running to work? Somebody who's doing well can answer that. Are you running to work? Valkyrie, are you running to work?
Sometimes I am running to work.
Okay. All right. So each and every one of us has a seed, which is called the purpose. I said that before, and it's assigned to us. We are commissioned to master the seed, and through that seed, it will open doors. Through the seed, it will disciple his people. Through the seed, we will love what we do. Through this seed, our Father will fill our wants and our needs. And it's not as deep as you may think it is, your seed can be that you know how to cook and bless people. That could be your seed. But yet you don't do it. That's not walking in your purpose. But when we identify our seed, we're supposed to master the seed. Master it in such a way that nobody carbon copy who, first of all, we already know that we are individually created in him, but there's no other one of us. So on top of that, to be able to master your seed and to master it in such a way that no other person can master it, because that particular seed was given to you. The best way that I can come up with that is, I know Kyle. Kyle, I'm in all y'all business today. Kyle, we all know Kyle played the keys. Kyle went to school and played the keys. He went to school and expounded on that. He knew how to play prior to school, but he went to school and he learned some other things. I'm pretty sure Kia can probably say that Kyle have moments that when he's in his home, he is mastering the keys. He's practicing. He's trying to decide what goes here, what goes there, what works well together. We have to master our seed in such a way that it begins to birth through us and it begins to bring value to us. It brings value because I'm sure, Kyle, you get calls with people asking you to come play. Amen? That's an amen. I don't know what he is. All right, so yeah. I look up, okay. When I look up the principles and how all of this can take place, the scripture that came to me and some other things that I found that supported this was Genesis 1:28. But before I get to Genesis 1:28, I want to read Jeremiah 17:7-8. It says, "But blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. They are like trees planted along a riverbank with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green and they never stop producing fruit." The revelation God gave me where we are the tree. They are like trees planted in a riverbank with roots that reaches deep into the water. When we walk in our purpose, when we birth the seed and walk in our purpose, we develop roots that is planted deep in the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. That means the enemy has no effect over us. Not that things won't happen, but you'll be in a position to be able to deal with it. You won't be in a position that you're kind of, you got some people that just can't handle the trials and tribulations that happens to them in their life. But when you are rooted God, and when you are operating according to the will that he have birthed you for, you will never be in a position where the enemy will ever consume you. You will never be in a position where you will have long months of drought. Your leaves will stay green and you will never stop producing fruit. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
So when we look into the principles to apply, to help us apply that God has given us, I got Genesis 1:28, and it reads, "And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." Now, I have read this scripture many times in my Christian walk, and when I read it this time, it never hit me in a way that it hit me before. When we typically hear the word be fruitful, we're thinking about the word telling us to have a lot of babies, right? But what I had learned was fruitful in Hebrew also has a different definition, and it means to be productive. Being productive means to master your skill and whatever that skill is that God bless you. And then let's not forget, the skill can benefit the kingdom, not the kingdom, the skill can benefit the church, but the skill is the skill inside and outside of the church. Meaning like it can end up that way, but it doesn't mean that you're going to necessarily be in church using it. It can be anywhere. It can be on the job. If I am skilled to, and I can clean like nobody's business, that's the seed that God first threw me. And it can benefit the church and the church building, but it also can benefit me in having my own business. It can benefit me being in a job where I can clean. How much more advanced do you think you would be at a job that's using the skill, your natural skill? You know, it will show you in a light in a way that it won't show other people. So we all have that. We hear this all the time from apostles. We all have individual parts to play in the kingdom. Along with having a skill, you just have to remember it has to bring God glory. It's bringing God glory. It's going to always put you into a position to bring God glory. Now, we hear people say this to us time and time and time again. And I know this word is from nobody but God. The week that I have had is crazy. First of all, it took a long time to even hear what he wanted. I knew what I wanted to talk about, but I said to myself in the flesh, no, Sabrina, you talked about that before. So I kept overlooking it. And then when I got into the word, we know the word is where the answer is. When I got into the word, he began to reveal certain scriptures to me. And all of those scriptures confirmed everything that I already had that I wanted to do. And then it was, I got to the place of preparing for it, attempting to prepare for it. Out of nowhere, Bella's acting like she's sick. Why you sick, fool? You ain't been nowhere. What's going on? She's lethargic. I mean, she played all day, and then the evening comes, she's lethargic. She doesn't want to eat. She's quiet. She's not moving. She doesn't want anything to drink. And you know, Nikki, nah, that's not Bella. You know, Bella's going to be front and center. I'm like, my God, what is going on? So what I began to notice, not in that moment, but later, what I began to notice is as soon as I was in a position to prepare to prepare for God's word to come forth on today, he did the very thing he knew he could do. He tried to attack my child through sickness. And what that did was that began to consume my mind to get off of his word and to be on my child. And so the next day came, and I'm waiting for the break. I know I heard the word, just decided to for fun go on Instagram. I went on Instagram and I saw Kyle DM me. And one of the reels that he sent me had something to do with Miles Monroe. And I looked at the reel, it made me want to go watch. I watched the whole hour and 16-minute sermon. The whole sermon confirmed what I knew I wanted to talk about, the scriptures I found in the word. And I'm like, okay, God, I see you doing it. Progressively, as we get closer and closer to today, Bella gets worse and worse. And she ended up going to the doctors this morning, but she gets worse and worse. And I'm like, okay, But I see what you're doing now. And I knew how to pray at that moment. I'm okay now. I'm no longer consumed on what's going on. But when we are in the position to really operate in the way that God is calling us to operate, obstacles are going to come your way, for sure. They're going to come your way. You have to be ready. You have to be ready at all times. And being ready with the obstacles is his word. The word says that I have power over the enemy. He can't defeat me. I have dominion. I walk in the authority. Everything, even the songs Kyle played today, whatever it takes, I'm all in. He can't not fail. All things are possible. Manifest. Amen. What God desires you to be, I am. I will be what you called me to be.
Yes. Yes.
And so a lot of times walking the walk towards his will, it feels nervous. Oh my gosh. Y'all text me like, you ready, sis? And I'm like, look, I'm walking blindly right now, but I'm willing to walk.
Amen.
That's what we have to come to the place to do. We have to be willing. We have to be willing. If it means you have to come off your job, God is going to make it where you can transition to do what you need to do. But you need to be willing to let go, because you don't want to leave this earth not fulfilling the purpose that God has called upon you. I have come to the conclusion, and I realize, and I know clearly, and I heard clearly, that part of my purpose is to help people walk and find their purpose. Amen? Amen. I'm clear on that now. So I see why the obstacles were so hard leading up to this. He didn't want that you all to know that there's a seed inside of you. He didn't want you all to know that that seed is your purpose. He didn't want you to know that if you actually tap into the seed, birth it, operate in your purpose, that the things that you need from God, he will fill. I read it already. He will fill your wants and your needs. We know your wants need to line up according to his word too, right? So don't be wanting a Ferrari and ain't a part of what he got you connected to. That's not what I'm saying. But to be in a life where you can not worry about what's in the checking account. You know, to be in a life, you ain't got to worry about whether you got the money to pay the bill. And I mean, to be in a state that Paul was in, he led it the example perfectly. You know, he had issues that came up, but he didn't worry about that because things began to happen. You know, people took care of him. Blessings came his way. They're going to naturally come. They had his God's principles, his word has no choice but to work. You don't even have to be saved principles to work in your life if you apply the principles of God to your life. So when I read the scripture, Genesis 1:28, multiply, replenish, and subdue. So if you have your pencil, you can write it down. If not, I'll get it to you. So the first one is fruitful. I said be productive. You're going to master your skill. That means every chance you get, you're going to practice. Master your skill. That means you're going to be doing a lot of rearranging in your house, right? You're going to be calling, putting your little textiles and your wallpaper and your candles and your blankets over the sofa. Oh, you're going to master your skill. That means when it comes to multiply your skill, you're going to reproduce it. Multiply means to reproduce. You're going to reproduce it so you can be able to present it to different people. The next you're going to do, number three, is you're going to replenish it. Replenish means to distribute. You're going to be able to distribute it to the marketplaces and the different people that you're going to come in contact with. And then the next one, number four, is subdue. You're going to control the market. You're going to control the market means to conquer and to bring under subjection. And number five is dominion. You're going to dominate. You're going to impact the environment. You're going to dominate. That means apostle, when people want to learn their gifts assessment, you're going to dominate it. They're going to come to you because you're going to be the person of value when it comes to operating the gift assessment. Beloved, amen. I didn't even know I was going to call your name. There can't be nobody but the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So,
amen.
I mean, we're going to, if you take each of these that I've given you, fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, dominion, oh my God, where can we not go wrong? Mm. You can't go wrong. Mm-hmm. Sure that everybody here on Zoom may not feel like that you are called, excuse me, to a business. But I assure you, God has business in each and every one of you. You may not be the forefront person in the business, but there's a business in each and every one of you. And it's time for us to start seeing ourselves of value in the statue that God has placed up. He did not put us on earth to be under submission of the enemy. He did not put us in place here on earth to be struggling. He did not put us in place on here on earth to be unhappy in a working environment and a working situation. None of that stuff gives him glory. None of that stuff gives him honor. None of that stuff fulfills the purpose that which you were pre-designed to do in his kingdom. And so we have to come to a place to really believe, that God wants the best for us. And we have to come to a place of stop fighting him. I don't know why we fight him. I don't know why. And I'm talking to myself. I don't know why we hear the sermon Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, and we don't take it and make it applicable to our lives. I don't know why. Why do we not do what we were called to do? Why is it so easy to fall back into pattern?
Routine?
And if we become more disciplined, what our intentions are, and that can work across the board, that can work in marriage, that can work with children, that can work in business, discipline. We're not going to always be motivated, but we have to be able to be disciplined to be able to move towards the trajectory of what God is calling us. And we hear all the time, oh, time is drawing nigh. You know, time is short. Y'all know that we ain't even getting no snow. What the world is changing. You know how good you all feel when we got a remember back in New Vision days, we had a real good service. The anointing, the praise and worship was singing, and the power was moving and flowing, and you know, we all stretched out on the floor. Remember that?
Yes.
The feeling that we can walk in daily.
Yes.
Can you imagine walking like that daily? Oh my gosh, always being in a position to give him glory, not having to run to the bathroom to give him a praise, but being able to praise him right there where you are, to be in Jesus. I honor him. I just honor him because I'm so unworthy. I had become so consumed with my life prior to Bella, even more consumed with my life now that she's here, and just want to live for Christ. I just want to do his will. I just want to walk in his purpose. Everything that God has within me to be birthed out. I don't want to sit on the sidelines no more. I don't want to be in a position anymore to feel defeated. I want to know every day when I'm walking that I'm walking in victory. I'm walking with dominion. I'm walking for his glory. I'm walking to do what God has called me to do. And I pray that you all, if you're not already in that place, come to the place to desire that same thing. I want y'all to write this down. I want this to be your affirmation for the week. Not for the week. Let this be the affirmation for your life. You got your phones, you got your paper, write this down. And I want y'all to say it. Everybody come off of mute. I'm going to say it with you. I am born to solve a problem.
I am born to solve a problem.
Amen. I am God's response to a need he created.
Say that again. Okay.
All right, this is how we're going to do it. Everybody mute. I hear the feedback. After you say it, when you say it, unmute. After you say it, mute back. Okay. We said the first one, I am born to solve a problem. Then the second one, I am God's response to a need he created. I am the answer to a question God knew would be asked in my generation. I am the fulfillment of one of God's desires. Something God desired made me necessary. Amen, Apostle. I am an assignment that my generation needs to experience. And the last one, hold it tight. I am necessary. All right, amen. So my final quote is, if you want to be a success, seek success. Seek to become a person of value. Of value through mastering your skill. Money follows value. Wealth follows value. Make yourself a person of value. They will find you. And when I say, okay, you're a cook. I think I said that earlier. You're a cook, but that's the skill that God has gifted you. But being a cook isn't going to really make you become a person of value, because there are a lot of cooks. But you have to have a niche. So I'm a cook and I cook vegan food. I'm a cook and I cook desserts. When you niche it, it puts you in a position of being a person of value. If I sell houses, people sell houses. But if I sell houses, West Market, or if I sell upscale houses, or if I sell houses that are made from the ground up, that's niching who I am. So when you discover what the skill is, the skill is the seed. When you discover what the skill is, and when you begin to walk in your purpose, begin to create it in such a way that is putting you into a position to be a person of value. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I'm done. I'm available for questions. If I wasn't clear on something I said, if you need me to repeat something, I'm here.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank
you.
All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray that this word resonates with your people. Father, I pray, oh God, that they're able to receive and interpret it from the love that I'm giving it out to them. Father, I pray, oh God, that this will be the day that they begin, the ones who don't know, that they begin to really internally tap into your presence to discover the seed that you have birthed in each and every one of them, oh God. Father, I pray, oh God, as they begin to walk in their purpose, oh God, that the doors that need to be open, oh God, without hesitation. Father, I pray, oh God, that as they begin to prepare for purpose, oh God, that there's no distractions, oh God, that's going to take them off of their pathway. Father, I pray, oh God, that this is the day, this time next year, oh God, that we can all be in a position to say that we're walking in the purpose that you have divinely created us to have, oh God. Father, I just thank you for your victory, because the victory in you was already won. Father, I thank you, oh God, for just giving us another chance to get it right. Father, I thank you for giving us the opportunity to no longer reject you, to no longer not want to walk in our will, oh God. Father, I know that everybody's not going to always be on board at the same time, oh God. But Father, we don't want to leave no one behind. So Father, I pray, oh God, that your anointing fall over every household that is on this line and every person that is connected to them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for every affliction, oh God, that has tried to attack your people here on this line right now in the name of Jesus, for you already went to the cross for our healing. So Father, we declare healing right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we call forth manifestation of everything that we are deserving on today, right now in the name of Jesus. We know it's already done in the heavens, but Father, we call forth the manifestation. So many times we leave it up. We don't call it down. We call it down right now in the name of Jesus. Touch every household, God, every household here on the line, oh God. Lord, I thank you for the queen of the house, Apostle Banks, oh God. I thank you, oh God, that she was entrusting with me with this, with her people on today. Lord, I pray for traveling mercies and safety on the highways and byways for her and the Garneses, oh God, as they make their way back here to Maryland. Father, I just thank you, oh God. I thank you, God, because you're just so worthy of the glory. You're so worthy of the honor. Father, for wherever the direction is that is going forward with New Vision, oh God, Father, I ask, oh God, that you begin to continue to put the puzzle pieces together, and that you begin to lead the people who are on the pathway of the journey, oh God, and connect them in a way that you have not yet connected them, oh God. Father, I thank you, oh God. I glorify your name. I honor your name. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.